Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. This is the voice of one filthy Tom Lawler. I will be the host today. Brian Alvarez off on assignment. Lance Storm. Hey, some good news. His knee operation, I believe it was just a fluid drain, went well. He is out. But I told him, you know what, Lance, why don't you enjoy your day? You've got the day off. I'll run things solo. So today, it's a filthy solo Friday. We don't know if it'll be fun or not, but we'll find out. And we are ready to do this show because not only am I here, but David Forster is in the chat on YouTube. Shout out to him. We are here on this show 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, or I believe currently it's Josh Nason, who's been on Sunday, and of course Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. It's a cliche, but as always, we've got a lot to talk about. No pay-per-views this weekend, at least not from WWE or AEW or TNA. However, there is a big UFC show, which we could talk a little bit about because, you know, I am a mixed martial artiste by trade after all. But there is SmackDown tonight with 3 announced title matches. There's a big AEW Collision show, which will take place tomorrow. There's some other news, such as the G1 Climax, which will be finishing up on Saturday and Sunday, and Ryogoku Kokugikan, which is the Sumo Hall. I dare you, Mayu Iwatani, to say that if you're listening. But the G1 Climax 2026 finals will take place Saturday and Sunday, and I will give you a full rundown of what has happened so far in that tournament. And when we come back, I'm going to start it off with the biggest news of the week. But you'll have to wait until the next segment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Logan Fury did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he bought a mini treadmill. Is walking on it during video conference calls more distracting than he thought? Yes. And is that because he overestimated his foot-eye coordination? Definitely. But it's Logan's savings, and if he wants to burn calories and any chance at a promotion, we say, good for you, Logan. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Lawler captaining the ship today. We're going to go through some smooth waters. We're going to have a nice sunny day out on the ocean as we sail the airwaves. But what could be even better than that? What could be better than spending your time sailing the airwaves than doing it with a nice book in your hand? Because before we went to the break, I promised that there was some big, big news. And I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Imagine yourself listening to Wrestling Observer Live. You're out on the beach. The sun is beating down on your bird chest. But it's okay, because in front of you, you have a copy of the new Brian Alvarez Pro Wrestling for Dummies book, which now is open for pre-order, has a shipping update from the front page of the website. And our man Josh Nason put it oh so well. In case you hadn't heard, Brian Alvarez has written yet another book on pro wrestling as his mastery of the English language continues to grow, while his ability to record the show after AEW Dynamite on YouTube TV continues to disappoint. Illustrated by Gene Selassie, Pro Wrestling for Dummies is now available for pre-order on Amazon and wherever you buy your books. Alvarez is reporting that the book is at the printers and shipping in just a few weeks. That means that pre-orders will ensure the book gets to you on Tuesday, September 29th, according to Amazon. And here's a description of the book, so you can find out if it's indeed for you. It is. Professional Wrestling for Dummies is the essential guide for fans eager to explore pro wrestling around the world, from the top American promotions to the vibrant Japanese scene and the high-flying spectacle of Mexican Lucha Libre. Inside, you'll find the knowledge you need to understand and follow the sport. Learn the rules and the history of professional wrestling, discover where to watch live events, and revisit the legendary matches everyone still talks about. Drama, athleticism, and compelling storylines make pro wrestling a captivating phenomenon, and you can get in on the action with this Dummies Guide. Wow. Whether you're a lifelong fan or new to the world of wrestling, Professional Wrestling for Dummies is your all-access pass to this captivating sport. It's unknown how many chapters are devoted to a deep dive into the 18 to 49 demo, I hope zero, or how to properly rate a match. And Josh Nason's wondering if Granny wrote the foreword. I have no news on that for you, unfortunately. This is Alvarez's third book he's written or co-authored, which includes The Death of WCW, 100 Things WWE Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, and his first, in which the act of dying is not part of the title. A question regarding a rumored worldwide tour of book signings on gold boats has not been answered. But thank you, Josh Nason, for that report. But you can find that book. Do a little search on Amazon, Pro Wrestling for Dummies by Brian Alvarez. I myself was happy to do a little bit of proofreading ahead of this book coming out. So hopefully I didn't hinder the writing process too much for Brian. And you know what? So what if I did anyways? Let's take a look. Oh, there's also a new Observer up, which you can find on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, of course, as well. The Observer, written every week by Dave Meltzer, this week goes into the AEW All-In lineup, the final stretch of the annual G1 tournament, which I will get into later, the upcoming CMLL anniversary show, which believe is going to have a big Apuestas match. And after starting his obituary last week, Dave goes more into the legendary career of Dory Funk Jr. Also, a look at the WWE shareholders lawsuit, how much both Vince McMahon and WWE will have to pay, the Eric Cannon, AJ Styles, Avery Styles controversy. Now, I may have time for questions later on, but there was already a question in the chat earlier. Have I ever seen Brian put up chairs? The answer is no. I don't know if he's got purportedly photographs or something of him doing this act, but I personally have never seen it. And ratings, reviews, and a lot more coming at you from Dave Meltzer. There's not a Mercedes Moné and Maya World rating for anyone that is asking. Far too much for Dave to do this week. Far too much on his plate. And quite frankly, it never ends. Tonight, we have we have WWE SmackDown. Tomorrow, there will be AEW Collision. Also, that will go head-to-head, I believe, with a big UFC pay-per-view, one of the biggest of the year, headlined by Islam Makhachev and Ian Machado Gary. And last night, we had a TNA Impact show with a title match in the main event, one of the biggest matches that I think TNA could put out there in the main event, as TNA World Champion Nick Nemeth defended the title against Jeff Hardy and was able to retain the belt, pinning him with the Danger Zone. There was also a Knockouts Television Championship Tournament semifinal. Indy Hartwell took on M by Elegance. M won the match. This is like, I hate this sort of finish where the interference is two people who are in a feud who are not in this match brawl out and interfere, because that's what happened here. Zaya Brookside and Elena Black, who I thought were both heels but are embroiled in a feud, brawled out ringside. It's distracted Indy Hartwell long enough for M to throw her into the steps, hit a moonsault, and pin her in this tournament for the TV title, which will only be defended on Impact. And Casey Navarro defeated Eddie Edwards after hitting his Blessing in Disguise Shuren Yui finisher. Alicia tried to interfere, but Casey Navarro got his hands on a kendo stick, used it before hitting his finisher. The System tried to beat him down after the match, but he was saved by Ricky Sosa, Jada Steele, Fabian Aichner. Remember him? Fabian Aichner? And they ran down for the save. Santino then came out and announced a lethal lockdown match for the next pay-per-view. Mustafa Ali, Agent Zero, and John Skyler took on Rich Swann, BDE, and a mystery partner who ended up being the returning Trey Miguel And it was also the returning Trey Miguel, who got the win for his team, pinning John Skyler after a scorpion kick and a lightning spiral. Ricky Sosa took on Brian Myers earlier in the show. This was won by Ricky Sosa. A bunch of interference, but Leon Slater made the save. Sosa hit the flying European uppercut headshot, got the win. Moose did a face of the franchise speech, which was interrupted by Kazarian. And they had a card for next week already, as the Hardys will team with Moose and Elijah to battle the Nemeths, Frankie Kazarian and AJ Francis. Harley Hudson will battle Alicia Edwards. Fabian Aichner will go one-on-one against Brian Myers ahead of Lethal Lockdown. And Jada Stone takes on Heather by Elegance to see who will go on to the Knockouts TV tournament finals to take on M by Elegance for that championship. And Rich Swann faces off against Brian's muse, Mr. Elegance. You know, I said there was going to be smooth sailing, but I'm already forgetting what time this segment ends. I think I have a few more minutes, so I should probably get into the SmackDown preview. But if I hear that music hit, I'm cutting out unannounced. We'll be back in the next segment with your SmackDown preview, along with the AEW Collision lineup and a look at UFC 330.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. A filthy, funky Friday. Filthy Tom Lawler here hosting the show as Brian is on his way actually to Spokane, Washington, which has been afflicted by some horrific fires recently. So I hope and pray for the best for everybody there. But Brian is on his way there. I myself will be leaving tomorrow morning to meet up with him as we will be going to Relentless Professional Wrestling at the Players and Spectators venue where the show will take place. We will not be getting in the ring by any means. It's not happening. Last time was a one-time thing. We teamed up with Chris Masters. We defeated the Ascendancy. But we're not doing that again. I've made it quite clear to Brian that he's been on a power trip lately trying to tell me what to do. But we will be there with our boy Will E. Large Man doing commentary. So the odds of you being in Spokane, Washington, if you don't live there for tomorrow's show, are probably slim. However, if you're in the area and can make it, we'd love to see you. So, but anyways, that's where Brian is. So if anybody cares, do you? No? Okay. Well, tonight I care about what's going to happen on WWE SmackDown and what is going to happen between CM Punk and Kevin Owens before their undisputed title match in Toronto, which will take place in 2 weeks. Of course, Kevin Owens made a surprise return to defeat Sami Zayn, Gunther, and Finn Balor at SummerSlam in a fatal four-way match to become the number one contender last week. After Cody Rhodes and CM Punk had a face-to-face, Kevin Owens came out and he got into it with CM Punk. They were separated by officials. They had a great back-and-forth interview segment, and it felt real. It's still real to me, damn it, when I was watching that show. And it was still real enough for the officials. They came in and broke it up after a little bit of shoving back and forth. But afterwards, Kevin Owens, incensed, went to Nick Aldis and called his shot. He said he wanted his match against the champ to take place in Toronto, his home country. So, also, will Cody Rhodes finally get his hands on Randy Orton? Orton, of course, attacked him, made a big return, and then has been running away, ran away from him last week, ran away from the fight as Cody Rhodes was trying to come after him in the ring. Orton slithered out of the ring as a viper would and avoided the confrontation, but they are on, of course, a collision course at some point, probably the next big pay-per-view, I would imagine. And also, Baron Corbin defends the U.S. title against Carmelo Hayes in Hayes' hometown of Boston, Massachusetts. One of the best states in the damn union, I'd say. JC Jane challenges Tiffany Stratton for the women's U.S. title. Can she win that belt and join the other members of Fatal Influence as champions? No news, which is sometimes good news, but I don't know if no news is good news in this news cycle. But no update on Chelsea Green, whether she is still the champion, whether she... Oh, hold on. Although sometimes the two-headed chimera doesn't necessarily work together, but the website here and the preview on WWE.com says last week Tiffany Stratton agreed to give JC Jane a Women's United States Championship match if Fatal Influence gave Tiffy and interim WWE Women's Champion Chelsea Green an impromptu WWE Women's Tag Title opportunity. So, according to WWE.com right now at 12:29 p.m. Pacific time, Friday, August 14th. Chelsea Green is still the interim champion. So that means, I guess, Rhea Ripley is still the champion. Damian Priest and R-Truth will defend their championships tonight against the War Raiders and the MFTs as they clash in a three-way. And the big rumor, the big news is that Haku is in the house. Former tag team partner of mine, actually. I had the pleasure of not only facing him, but teaming with him in consecutive minutes years ago in Cleveland, Ohio. So awesome to see Haku back on the big stage. And that's not the only big wrestling show that's taking place this weekend on terrestrial cable television, whatever you call it, satellite, cable, direct television, streaming, all of these options. AEW Collision, which actually was here last night in Las Vegas, right down the street at the Palms Hotel, which was coincidentally the very first venue that I fought at for the UFC during the Tough 8 finale back in 2008. That's where the event was last night. Awesome venue. GCW ran the collective there a few years ago for those of you who attended WrestleMania weekend there. And last year, I think High Spots and some of the other companies were running there. But a spoiler-free preview for you as we have AEW Women's Tag Champions Divine Dominion, Megan Bain and Lina Cross, taking on two indie wrestlers in a non-title match. Mercedes Moné taking on Zeta Steele. Zeta Steele trying to get revenge. She wants revenge for the beating that Mercedes Moné put on Willow during an interview segment on Wednesday. The AEW Trios Champions, Hangman Page, Brody King, and Bandido defend against the Lethal Twist of Jay Lethal, Blake Christian, and Lee Johnson, who I'm not sure if they are officially in the Demand or not. They helped the Demand win the Trios titles weeks ago, and then we're with them on stage. So I don't know if they're are in the Demand. I don't know if they're a subgroup. I don't know if Lethal Twist is just Blake Christian and Lee Johnson and Jay Lethal is part of the Demand. I mean, it's very, whatever. I'm sure we'll figure it out. Continental Challenge Cup continues. Katsuyori Shibata takes on Nigel McGuinness. That sounds like it could be awesome. Kyle O'Reilly takes on Roderick Strong. That sounds like it could be awesome. Hechicero takes on Brian Cage. What? That sounds like it should be wacky and awesome. The Rascals and Leo Rush are in action against four indie wrestlers, and so are the Hurt Syndicate, Shane Taylor, and Lee Moriarty. Those are your big wrestling shows for the weekend, but probably a bigger newsworthy show will take place overseas in the wrestling world with the G1 Climax, which not only has the finals and semifinals of the tournament, but also has the Hiroshi Tenzan retirement match. So Tenzan, a 35-year veteran. I don't have enough time to even get into the accolades that this man has. I will try to talk a little bit more about him later when I talk about the G1. But before we get to the next segment, I'd like to take a few minutes to talk about the UFC show, which will take place. So there's a big wrestling show taking place internationally and a big MMA show domestically this weekend as Islam Makhachev defends the 170-pound title against Ian Machado Gary. This is actually a run back of the Dagestan and Ireland rivalry, as I believe Ian Machado Gary was a big fan of Conor McGregor even as a youngster. There's a photo of him out there of Ian Machado Gary having dinner with Conor and his family, I believe a few years ago. But this is kind of a return of that rivalry. Of course, Makhachev, Nurmagomedov, Khabib, all these guys bring in a huge contingent of fans, and the Irish fans are always rabid for their fighting. So I expect a raucous atmosphere. This fight will take place in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The co-main event is Mackenzie Dern against Jillian Robertson. The inner G, Charles Johnson, the owner of the worst haircut in mixed martial arts, wrestling, planet Earth, wherever Lord Xenu lives. This man continually has the worst hair I've ever seen in my life. He takes on Jose Ochoa. Mansur Abdul Malik takes on Dustin Stoltzfeis. And Edson Barboza, an old OG, rounds out the main card as he fights Esteban Ribovic in the opener. As far as the main event goes, the biggest fight on the show, Islam Makhachev is the heavy favorite, I believe. There have been some people, Sean O'Malley picked Ian Machado Gary to win, and I do not think that that is a bad pick by any means. Islam Makhachev does his best work up against the cage, pushing guys back. He does have very good wrestling skills, but, you know, obviously you're fighting against the very best that the world has to offer, and he has not been able to get the takedowns out in the open space like he has been against the cage. So this is a fight in which Ian Machado Gary holds a great chance at winning. He's a very long fighter. He's young. He's got very good striking. And if he can stay off the cage, you know what? I'm going to go out on a long limb, one of Ian Machado Gary's long limbs, and I'm going to call the upset. I think he pulls it out, and I think we'll have a new champion at 170 pounds in the UFC. When we come back from the break, we will talk about the G1 and Hiroshi Tenzan. Wrestling Observer Live.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear, it's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple: to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
Celebrate responsibly.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler in the house. I was letting the beat ride out. I love that song. What a great break song. Let's just play it. I mean, it should be like, what? I should do a segment like New Jack where I just talk over an entire song. That probably wouldn't be good. Anyways, before we went to the break, I promised to talk about the G1 Climax 2026. And hey, who better to do that on Wrestling Observer Live than a former competitor, a former participant, a man who wrestled in the G1 Climax, none other than Filthy Tom Lawler. Me, right here, talking to you, baby. Not in this one. I was in the G1 Climax 2022. One of the best times of my life. Getting to live out my fantasies in Japan for 40 plus days. And these men have been going at it for weeks and weeks and weeks. This tournament began early July, actually, in the USA. And now is heading towards a climax this weekend in Ryogoku Kokugikan, which is Tokyo Sumo Hall, which is another place that I had the pleasure of wrestling. I actually wrestled Katsuyori Shibata at the Inoki Bumbaye in that very venue. And I watched the matches that put the semifinalists into the semifinals last night and today. And boy, oh boy, if the action that took place in these four contests is indicative of what we are going to get this weekend, I am excited. This is not... looking at the brackets of this tournament, there's a lot of, I don't want to say new wrestlers because they're not new, but wrestlers in need of a push. And a lot of people have lamented Gato's booking recently of not getting the young guys into the place that they should be to carry the company in the future. And when you look at the lineup of the guys who are in this G1 Climax, you have, let's take a look, Shingo Takagi, he's old. Goto, Sonata, they're old. But then you had a lot of youngsters, Yuto Ice, Oleg Bolton, Takeshita, the former winner, Ryohei Oiwa, Tsuji, Yuya Uemura, Gabe Kidd, who's established, Callum Newman, Drilla Maloney, Zack Sabre, of course, a former champion, Ren Narita, but then you've got Hanare, who's always at least a threat when it comes to tag matches, Aaron Wolf, who's in need of a spotlight just because of how big of a star he is, and I was left wondering, who are they going to push? Who is coming out of this as the winner? And at the end of the day, we don't know who's going to win yet, but we do know there is going to be a new champion, a new first-time champion, because in the first match to put a competitor into the semifinals, Ryohei Oiwa defeated Konosuke Takeshita in an absolutely fantastic match. This was my... It's like, I don't know if it's the best match I've seen this year, but it may be my favorite match, entirely built around Oiwa's big lock, which if you don't know what the big lock is, it's a headlock. He grabs a hold of the guy's head. He gets his now big, beefy biceps, squeezing him. He puffs out his voluptuous pecs. And he pulls the guy's head in as tight as he can for the submission. He's won matches with this very hold. He used it multiple times to counter Takeshita's offense, Takeshita's attempts at backdrop suplexes, his, of course, vaunted Blue Thunder Bomb. And Oiwa spammed the big lock over and over, almost got the submission with it. And at the end of the day, at the end of this match, He ended Takeshita's day, ended his tournament, leveled the former G1 winner and IWGP champion with a spinning lariat and got the win. You gotta watch this match. You've gotta watch Oyuwa versus Takeshita. You gotta do it. And by hook or by crook, I couldn't believe it, Jake Lee and Yota Tsuji overachieved on all levels. This Jake Lee, he's doing a half clown face gimmick, which, you know, in a lot of ways, you know, I empathize with. I identify with that as well, Jake Lee. And at one point, he took some clown makeup and he dressed this Yota Tsuji, who I do not like. I'm not a fan of this Yota Tsuji character. I think he's much like Tiger Mask 4, if you ask me. But Jake Lee took his makeup. He made Joker-style lip paint on Yota Tsuji's face, which Tsuji wrestled the rest of the match in. And Jake Lee carried Yota Tsuji through this match. At the end of the match, ate a fire blaster, which is essentially a spinning spear or gene blaster, or like a sling blade style spear, into the corner. He got pinned. And yeah, seriously, Jake Lee looked good in this match. Okay, hold on real quick. Someone in the chat just pointed out this Tom's McGregor poster is a big yikes in the background. I don't have a Conor McGregor poster, you fool. It's a show I fought on. That's why it's up there. Okay, get out of here. Anyways, back to the G1. Yuya versus Oscar. Yuya targeted the arm. Oscar was awesome as a big guy who faded out later in the match. This was solid. Didn't try to be anything that it wasn't. Yuya was in a situation where a win would advance him to the semifinals, and he got the win with an armbar. The new school, old school, strong style back in play. Yuya Uemura winning with the armbar after working over the arm the majority of the match. And then Callum Newman was also in a situation where he needed to defeat his stablemate in the United Empire, Hanare, to advance. And Hanare started with a haka to show he was not going to give the leader of the UE anything. They brawled on the floor. Callum Newman did just the darndest running stomp right to the mana-filled testicles of the Maori Mauler, Hanare. But Hanare fought on, tackled Newman through some tables, and holy crap. One tackle through these tables. Newman gets up, his back is cut open, big hole in his back, immediately bruised. I've never seen bruising happen this quickly. Newman's whole lower back on the right side was purple, black, brown, fuchsia, sienna, colors I've never even seen on the spectrum. And he and Hanare beat the crap out of each other. Newman won with the make way, which is a fireman's carry into a rock bottom. This match was really good too. I like this fatter Callum Newman version compared to the old skinny guy Will Ospreay clone that he was at the beginning. So I thought Callum Newman looked great here. Hanare looked awesome. And after the match, Callum Newman told Hanare that he's tough, but he's the leader of the United Empire, and his allegiance should lay with him and not Will Ospreay. So called out Ospreay still in his post-match. And that leads us to the G1 Climax semi-finals, which take place, of course, Saturday and Sunday. The finals will happen. The A block finished with three people actually at the top with 12 points. Yota Tsuji, Ryohei Oiwa, Kenosuke Takeshita, all finished with 12 points, 6-3 records. But Takeshita was eliminated on the tiebreaker after losing to Oiwa. And in fourth place in that block, Oleg Bolton, or Bolton Oleg, as some would like to call him. And in the B block, we had Yuya Uemura with 12 points, Gabe Kidd with 12 points. and Callum Newman also with 12 points. But due to head-to-head losses to Callum Newman and Yuya Uemura, which I believe Yuya Uemura was the only Japanese wrestler to defeat Gabe Kidd, Yuya Uemura and Callum Newman move on. And tomorrow, or I guess I should say tonight, this will actually be tonight. It's tomorrow in Japan, but it'll be late tonight for us. The semifinals are set. I'll run down the whole card. Hirooki Goto, Yoshihashi, Yasuda Nakahara will take on the United Empire. Takeshita Taichi, Desperado, and Taguchi, who I believe is now the DDT Universal Champion, will take on Ren Narita, Sonata Duki, and Sho from the House of Torture. Gabe Kidd and... what? Gabe Kidd and Wheeler Yuta versus Drilla Maloney and Daiki Nagai. Okay, Wheeler Yuta making a rare random appearance over in Japan. Shingo Takagi, Yuto Ice, Oscar, Taichi Ishimori, and Gedo take on Togi Makabe, Toru Yano, Yuji Nagata, Yo, and Master Wato. And then the semifinals. Callum Newman versus Ryohei Oiwa. Yoda Tsuji versus Yuya Uemura. And, you know, I'm going to go. I think they should pull the trigger. I think they should go. I think Yuya Uemura defeats Yoda Tsuji. I always like the booking where somebody pins the champion in the tournament to get a future title shot, but also doesn't win the tournament, so it sets up two challengers. So I hope, and I'm picking Yuya Uemura to get the upset win over Yoda Tsuji, Ryohei Oiwa over Callum Newman, and in the finals, we are going to have a new G1 Climax champion, and his name will be Ryohei Oiwa. I think he's going to get it done with the big lock. He's going to pop those pecs, get those biceps going, and get the submission win in the finals. And to end the show, already scheduled the retirement match of Hiroshi Tenzan as he takes on Satoshi Kojima. So just a few of the superlatives for Hiroshi Tenzan, who was debuted in 1991, won the 1993 Young Lions Cup. He actually went and trained with Tokyo Joe in Canada and brought back the Anaconda Vice to Japan to go on a big run later in his career. How many championships did this man win? IWGP Heavyweight Championship 4 times. IWGP Tag Team Championship record 12 times, 5 times with Masachono, 6 times with Satoshi Kojima, 1 time with the RIP, now deceased Osamu Nishimura, former NWA World Heavyweight Champion. He was the G1 Climax Champion 3 times. He won the Super Grade Tag League, the G1 Tag League. He won All Japan's World's Strongest Tag League with Kojima, the very man that he is going to face tomorrow. He was the New Japan MVP, the Tokyo Sports Fighting Spirit Award. He's done it all. He's won them all. Hiroshi Tenzan's going to retire tomorrow, 5 minutes against Kojima. And when we come back, we've got 2.5 minutes with Filthy Tom to end Wrestling Observer Live.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Wrestling Observer Live, back with you on a filthy, fun, funky Friday. It's Filthy Tom Lawler, and we are in the final segment of the show. As I said, 2.5 minutes with Tommy Filth himself, and somebody on the chat asked, hey, have you ever wrestled Tenzan or Tenkoji? And unfortunately, I did not have the pleasure of wrestling Hiroshi Tenzan, but I did watch many of his matches when I was younger. He had a cool buffalo headdress, and I also used the Anaconda Vice as a tribute to him and some other UFC fighters as well. But I have wrestled Kojima many times in the past. Honestly, one of my favorite individuals on the planet is probably Satoshi Kojima, and if he is a friend of Tenzan's, or Tenzan is a friend of Kojima's, then he is a friend of mine, and I am a fan of Tenzan. I wish I gave Lance the day off, but Lance would be the one, I believe, to ask about Hiroshi Tenzan, because he spent some time with him over in Germany, if I remember correctly. And, hold on. Actually, Lance just sent me an update. He's found mug root beer. What a way to end the show with the big news that Lance is finally, he's crossed over into the bark side. Oh my God. And he's, I don't know if he's going to purchase it, but he's at least looking at it. But Lance, I think, would have some stories about Hiroshi Tenzan. I unfortunately have stories about Kojima, and they are mostly about him blasting me as absolutely hard as he can in the face with his lariat. So even if I had a story about meeting Tenzan, I likely wouldn't remember it because of the man that he is going to face in only hours in his retirement match. So happy retirement to Hiroshi Tenzan. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Good luck. Have a great time. See you guys next time. Peace.